Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Eilish has been in touch. She knows Moses. She taught him in Butiti Teacher Training College. She taught him art and computer skills, and he excelled in all areas and was a great footballer and athlete. Well, we're not surprised to hear that. So anyone who can coach GAA from watching social media videos has to be athletically gifted. Now, if the notion of strolling around a Christmas market is just what you need right now, the twinkly lights, the gingerbread, the mulled wine, the stalls with the lovely things to browse and buy, stick with us, because travel writer Fionn Davenport has a list of where to go in Europe. Good morning, Fionn.
Morning, Claire.
We all had a look at your list in the office this morning and everybody went, oh, wouldn't
including
you,
me.
Oh, wouldn't you just love to go?
Yeah.
But you have to get it right. Like, if you're doing a trip like this, you want to go for that really nice vibe, not just the tat that, some of them will have on display.
That's it. So the secret is go to a destination that's worth visiting.
Anyway.
Now, the thing about Christmas markets is they belong to that kind of Central European, you know, it's that 15th century Hanseatic League where it's traditional medieval towns that then just at Christmas time, they put up the wooden stalls and they do the gingerbread and the Glühwein and all that. But yeah, so the list is, even though it's spread way beyond just that kind of middle Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so most cities, including here in Ireland, have Christmas markets.
But you've tried to pick out some where we would enjoy visiting anyway.
Yeah, so start with Basel. Yeah. So it's a good alternative to Geneva. Now, Basel's Christmas market was voted the best Christmas market in Europe a couple of years ago by whatever association judges these things. But, I mean, Basel is such a beautiful city. And so come Christmas time or at the beginning of December, so wooden huts on the medieval streets, lots of festive lights. You've got the rum punch and fondue. Now, I don't know how keen you are on melted cheese, but honest to God, oh, it's so beautiful.
I'd take it though. If I got away for 2 days,
just like the bit of bread or whatever. Oh, gorgeous. And also, even though Basel in Switzerland, not the world's cheapest city, Ryanair fly, I was looking in December from 20 quid each way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Probably during the week though, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah. No, listen, for working folk like you and I, it's, yeah.
So it's expensive if you get there, though, in Basel.
Switzerland is generally, like, I included Geneva in the list. And Geneva is one of the, has that, again, fascinating city, wonderful, great restaurants, you know, great Christmas market. But it's one of those cities that has that rare trick of making Dublin seem like really, really cheap. Like, I mean,
yeah, we're not going there.
No, it's a really expensive. Yeah, but it's again, maybe it's because the UN or so many NGOs are there. It's got this big international presence, but it's just an incredibly expensive.
So if you want to go away and get some value, Budapest.
Yeah, I'd say Budapest. Again, it's your classic Christmas market destination. And as you said, more affordable than many. And so most of the action takes place in my wonderfully pronounced Hungarian here, Vörösmarty Square. So it's called the Advent, in front of the Advent Basilica. And it's, again, the winner of the best Christmas market for this year. It's a beaut. It's got 100 stalls. And the number of stalls is key because you don't want to fly to a place and it's got 8 stalls because you're like, I'll be done in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a light show at the end of the day. There's also an ice rink and a chance for the kids to meet Santa. So all of these ancillary events, it's not just the wooden trinkets or the, you know, the mulled wine. It's also the things that will keep the kids entertained if you are minded to bring the kids with you.
Okay, so now we're going from there to Latvia and you've picked Riga.
Yeah, and the reason why is not only is Riga, again, wonderful city to visit, but it's the place where the very first Christmas tree was set up. So basically what in 1510, a fir tree was decorated with roses by local merchants. And there you go.
And that's
how we get
that's
a Christmas
where it started.
Tree. So, yeah. So in Dome Square, you've got, again, the wooden huts, the lights, the huge tree. But as I said at the beginning, this is really about Riga itself, which is once you're done with the market, it's take the opportunity to walk around this beautiful medieval capital. And Ryanair get there from 26 euro. Now, in fairness, in December, I was looking at flight 106 each way. So, again,
it sounds beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Campfires and smoked salmon and reindeer meat, if you're into reindeer meat.
If you're into reindeer meat.
But it does sound wonderful. So that's Riga. That's Oh, sorry, I'm looking at Leipzig there, actually.
Oh, yeah, so...
Leipzig with the reindeer meat.
Yes.
Don't go to Riga for reindeer meat. It's in Leipzig.
Well, you could, actually. Why not? Could you? Like, Riga's northern enough, yeah.
I don't know if they have it. I don't want to send people on the wrong track.
Oh, yeah. But Leipzig, so as I said, so one of the key trading cities of the Hanseatic League. And so this is huge. And it's so Ryanair have started a flight there, direct flight from Dublin. So Leipzig was kind of off our radar for quite a long time. But this is a Christmas market that was first started in 1458. It's got, this is what I like. So not just the 250 stalls. So it's a huge market. But you've got like a beautiful fairy tale forest for the kids that's set up. It's got a Finnish village. And this is where you mentioned the reindeer meat. So the Finnish village, it's like got your saunas and it's got the smoked salmon and the reindeer meat, the mulled wine. And it's used these traditional Sami Kota tents, which are the ones from the Arctic. And now, I don't know how connected it is to Leipzig. It just happens to be a feature of this year's market, but I think kind of interesting. And yeah, so, and again, Leipzig, another wonderful
city.
That
sounds like the best one so far. Yeah. I mean, we're not the judges of the best Christmas market, but from your description, Leipzig is up there.
It's kind of, I always think of the one in Leipzig as what every other Christmas market in Europe bases itself on and goes, we need to do a version of Leipzig's version.
That's a tip for the top. And then Vienna. Speaking of places that you would want to go to anyway.
Ah, sure. Look, Vienna's one of the great capitals of the world, never mind Europe. But it's got five Christmas markets, just in case you needed
overdose.
So, yeah, the one in Rathausplatz, so in front of the City Hall, it's the biggest one. And then there's a kids area inside the Rathaus, inside City Hall. And so you can get the kids learning how to make Christmas cookies or candles, which I think is quite a nice thing. And they've got choirs doing carols. Now, carol services from Vienna are a thing unto themselves. They're just so, hair rising on your arms, stunning. And then there's Christmas markets at Freyung. There's one at Marie Theresienplatz in the grounds of the Schönbrunn Palace. And then there's smaller one at the Belvedere, which has the prime view of the residence. It has like 40 stalls, so it's not one you would go to specifically for. But if you're in Vienna, you've done the big one, then go visit the other ones.
Okay, yeah. And then we go to Italy, and you wouldn't traditionally associate Italy with Christmas
But
market?
Again, why turn down the opportunity to visit Rome? And the market takes place in Piazza Navona. And again, Rome, Italy is not a Christmas market destination outside the very, very north of Italy, which once was German. Ultimately, Christmas markets have to have some German connection, some Germanic connection, because that's where the essence of it. But the one in Rome is lovely, and you get Italian dishes, and you get maybe mulled wine, but it's really the chance.
And
to
you're
just
in
spend
Italy.
It.
You're in Rome.
Yeah, spend a couple of days.
What's
in Rome.
Wrong with that?
Absolutely.
Now you're going fancy with this next one. This is Geneva.
Yeah. So as I said at the beginning, so look, to put people off, this is one if you're not on a budget. Now, it's really to go if you want raclette fondue. Again, melted cheese, and I'm talking the very best fondue you would ever eat. So the market is in the Jardin Anglais with the English gardens. It's not that expensive to get to. Swiss will get you there from Dublin for 150 each way. But as I said, Geneva, accommodation is expensive. Eating out generally it's just an expensive city. It's beautiful. And if you get a chance, is to take a train and go up along the lake, which is really, really stunning. But again, if you're not in a budget, Geneva's worth considering.
Okay, special occasion visit. Now, we want to go closer to home. We want to stay in Ireland.
I said at the beginning, there's Christmas markets and have been for at least 10, 15, 20 years. So Glow in Cork, this is great. That's running until the 8th of January. So the whole of Cork City gets this kind of festive-like glow. They do magical trails. There's 12 Days of Christmas right through Bishop Lucy Park. The Milk Market in Limerick, it's the oldest of its kind in the country. So right up to Christmas, they do record fairs, antique events, etc. Famous food market. The Galway Christmas Market is well worth going to. There are two in Dublin. The one in Dublin Castle is the big one. Now, I know that the first tranche of tickets were sold out and they're talking about releasing a second tranche. But if not, there's one in Dublin 8, which is the kind of craft fair market. So even if you're in our, and that's not including the ones in Ennis and smaller towns, there's Christmas markets all over the country. So if you can't get away, you can get one closer to
Absolutely.
Home.
And you can probably buy much of the same stuff, really.
It's made in China. Yeah.
Fionn. The cynicism.
A lot of it is. I mean, that's the truth. So.
Thanks so much, Fionn Davenport there. Lots more to come in the next hour. Now, though, it's time to go to the newsroom and Susan Jackson.